At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Chodesh Pesach, Nissan of the month of Yehuda, of King David, of the ultimate redemption of Mashiach. And what the Yontiv, what a day, it's 30 days, every day is the Yontiv. Everybody knows, all the big rebbes, especially the Holy Sander, what were the Shtreimel all the whole month, and have Sudas Mitzvah feasts every day because it's Yontiv. Everybody feels so much sweetness in there, so much redemption. You know, my beautiful friends, we always think because nature is becoming free in spring, this is why we Jews went out of Egypt. It's the other way around. Because we came out of Egypt. Therefore, this month is everything is becoming free. Every tree, every flower, every blade of grass is becoming free. There's so much freedom in the air and so much sweetness. But you see, what keeps us from being free is sometimes a very small thing. Chometz is b'mashehu. Sometimes one crumb can destroy your life. You know, friends, I could swear that most married couples who got divorced was no major event, a crumb. Pesach, we're getting rid of all those crumbs. And also on the good side, there's like a little tiny thing which makes something special. You know, we know 100 people, yet one we love so much. And you'll ask, what do they have? They have this mashu. There's something special. You know what makes one Shabbos more special some than the other? Every Shabbos we keep Shabbos, every Shabbos we celebrate. It was this mashu. And you know, friends, redemption is mashu. Between redemption and being a slave, between being a good father, good husband, good mother, it's just a mashu. Something so tiny. But real redemption is that we walk around with a candle and we find it and we burn it. Burn it. And the Kalina says, where do you burn it? With the fire of your heart, with the fire of serving God. You know, my beautiful friends, the Heilige Abdul Lelova says, I once learned serving God from Cossacks. I once passed by a fort where Cossacks get their basic training, and there I saw them beating up another Cossack as a punishment. I asked them, what did he do? Oh, they said, last night he was standing guard, and this morning he was half dead, he was frozen. I said, then he should be given a medal. that despite the cold he held out, the Cossack laughed and said, "You don't understand. If you really are serving the Tsar of Russia, then everything you do is with so much fire that it keeps you warm." So on Pesach, our hearts are on fire, everything is fire, so much fire and so much sweetness. And you know, friends, I just know myself. When we were little, when you and I were little, I remember my brother and I and my sister were little. Seder night, we would sit. My father was the king of the world. My father would begin telling us, "Children, tonight, we all are kings, we all are princesses. Tonight we're eating at God's table." "It's not my table," my father would say. "It's God's table." And I can remember how my eyes were glowing, my brother's eyes, my sister's eyes. Everybody at the table, Gewalt eating at the table of the master of the world. And you know, the beginning is that I yell at Kadesh, master of the world, all year long. I thought so little of myself. I didn't know how holy I could be. But tonight, master of the world, I know I could be so holy. I'm begging you, Kadesh, make me so holy, make my children so holy, make the world so holy. Then I say, Olchatz, all year long when I see somebody else who has a dirty face, a little bit dust on there and a shomer, I turn away. Tonight I say, master of the world, I love to be a cleaning man for you. Tonight when I have a little soap, because matzah is the holiest soap in the world, one piece of matzah cleansing, I say, master of the world, let me clean the world. Then I yell, Yachatz, Yachatz. And the Kosher of the Maggid says, the world is so broken. I know the world is broken. But master of the world, because of our children can make the world whole again. And if you remember, we break the matzah, the small piece we keep with us, and the bigger brokenness, our children are bringing us back at the end of the Seder. Because our children, they're the ones that are taking away all the brokenness from us. You know, friends, tell you something. Sometimes I come home from a concert 4 in the morning, I'm dead tired. If anybody would wake me up 5, I really would be a little bit angry. But if my children wake me up, oh, it is so beautiful. Master of the world, how could I ever thank you for children? Children, everything is perfect, everything is good. Children, and also, I don't want my children to grow up in a broken world. And you know, broken doesn't mean because of pain or sadness. Broken between good and evil. Broken between knowing and not knowing. Master of the world, redeem us. So we make Kiddush. Oh, Kiddush. And that wine said tonight is so holy. All year long, maybe wine makes me drunk. But Seder night, I'm not drunk with wine. Seder night, I'm drunk with freedom, drunk with thanking God that you have chosen us to show the world what freedom really is. Because freedom does not mean I can do what I want to. Freedom means I'm free to serve God. I'm free to correct my neshama, to perfect the world. And you know, then it begins, and join me. You know, when we were little, we'd sit at my father's table. My father said this melody comes from the Chachma Ashkenaz, handed down from generation to generation, from all those holy rabbis, holy Kabbalists in Germany. And I remember forever my father would begin, Holach Mo'anyo, Diacholo, Amasono, Diaro de Mitzroye. Call the fiend, yes, every year. Call it fiend, yes, every year. Who shut up? Shona bob, yard of the Israel. Who shut up? Shadow of day. Shona bob, saying God if he yes every year God is real yes every year son. Is there anybody in the world who needs food? Is there anybody in the world who is broken needs a friend? Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night that my door is open, my heart is open. You know why it's open? Because all the gates of heaven are open. Say tonight, I'm so real, I'm so close. Heaven and earth are so close. Then my beautiful friends, my children. You know what the saddest thing in the world is? To be far away from your children. What is the saddest thing in the world when we, God's children, are far from God? You know what a slave is? A slave is someone who has trouble being close. I do everything right, but I'm far from it. But the free person, whatever I do is close to me. A slave is far from what he's doing. Oh, Saturday night when I'm sitting with my children, oh, my children feel so close to me, and they're pouring out their hearts to me. Everybody knows, according to a great Kabbalist, this is the time when I can ask God for everything. Because aren't we God's children? Is there anything more beautiful in every Jewish home? The smallest child begins, and then the older children follow, and all the children are asking. And at the end, we the parents, we also open our hearts, and we ask our children back. We say, children, let me ask you 4 questions. God in heaven, let me ask you 4 questions. Why is this night so long? Why is the exile so long? And above all, how come we are so free? You know, friends, do you know that we were celebrating Pesach in Auschwitz, in Majdanek? Yidden would get together late at night and they would sing, Manishtana Laila Zeh, but then they would say, Master of the world. How come we are free? Maybe my feet are in exile, maybe my hand, maybe my body, my soul, my heart, my insides, my ideas, my culture, my understanding of the world is not in exile. Friends, I bless all of you. We are so in exile in Western culture. We are so in exile in the perverted thinking of the world. Sid and I had to go out, and I hear my children, who are the deepest in the world and the most refined, the most pure. And they say, Master of the world, tonight everything is matzah. Nothing is blown up. Nothing is out of proportion. Just the way it really is. Because I want you know what evil is doing. Evil blows everything up. Someone says to me, hey, how are you? And I think, I didn't like the sound the way he said, how are you? Ah, I know what he means. He wanted to insult me. can start a war. Say tonight, everything is so clear. Everything is so beautiful. And then I begin the story and I'm telling my children, we were slaves, but God took us out. And I remember my father always telling us, imagine we would have made a revolution. We come out of Egypt, like in Russia. So the poor man made a revolution. So what did the poor man do? He became the master. He was the same bad master. So he killed the rich man. First the rich man kills the poor, then the poor man kills the rich. This is not what happened to us in Egypt. We came out really free from the deepest depths of our heart. You know, the Talmud says when we walked out of Egypt, we walked out like kings. Then the Gemara says, and then the Guru says, then we go through the history of the Jewish people and we say, my sibir ablod rabbi kiri rabbi tafun shu yimusubi minei barach bo yimusabri mitzies mitzrayim goloysa laylo. You know, Rabbi Akiva lived in one of the most darkest periods in our history. After the destruction of the temple, after the revolution, the uprising of Bar Kokhba, sadly enough, didn't succeed. It was forbidden to learn Torah. Jewish people had no rights anymore. If you want to be a Jew, you had to hide. And he was sitting all the night, all that night. The blessed Rabbi Tafel of Yeshua, they were sitting. Can you see them when they were telling us until the Shir is coming? Hold out, hold out, hold out, hold out. Hachavot, Amidem, your children, my children, our children. They got the message. Soon, 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 soon. Let it be tonight, let it be tonight. Let it be tonight. Redemption is coming. Da 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 da. Torah, there's a passage that says, "Lahagid b'bokir chasdecho," to declare your goodness when the sun is shining, when things are good. It's not so hard to tell the world how beautiful God is, how beautiful life is. But v'menoscha, v'leilos, what do you do when the night is so long? You just have to hold out and have faith. But there's a much deeper, much more beautiful translation by the Holy Alexander. And I heard from old Chassidim, he said in the Warsaw Ghetto, and this is what he said. It doesn't say in believing in you keeps me alive at night. V'emunoscho, you believe. The way God believes in us keeps me alive. You know, when the night is so dark, when the night is so dark, so endless, so dark, and even darker, you know what keeps me alive? Just remembering how much God believes in us, that we will bring about the day to come. Beautiful friends, say tonight, telling our children, let me tell you about the four children. Some are good, some are the best, some are clever, and some are not so clever. But say tonight gives me a taste how much God believes in them. You know, sometimes you see young people and they are a little bit off. You know why they're off? They didn't have anybody who believes in them. And it's so easy to get off the highway when nobody believes in you. But now let me tell you, holy rabbis teach us, the clever boy is very beautiful. Well, you think everything's being clever. The clever person is not far away from the wicked person. And who do you think the wicked is? The wicked person is somebody whom nobody ever told how holy he is. And here is the most beautiful Belz Torah. The Guru says, when you talk to the wicked son, cut out his teeth, which is a little bit heartbreaking. I mean, he came. He didn't have to come. So this is what the Belz Rebbe says. Rosha is three letters. Reish, Shin, Ein. Means on outside is Reish, Ein, bad. The inside is a Shin. The Shin is the three little lines is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, the most wicked Jew in the world, his inside is Neshama, so holy. This neshama is connected to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the outside. So, we tell the father, Haki Eshinov, if you want to educate this boy, you better knock out the shin, make the shin shine again. Give this young man courage, tell him, why do you want us to think badly of you? Why do you want me to think that you're not holy? I know that you are. So the Chochem is intellectual and he needs to be taught. How about stopping being intellectual? How about tasting the Afikoman, tasting the depths of life? To the Rosh we say, you don't know how holy you are. The Tam is something else. The Tam is really perfect. He just wants to know the deepest depths of everything. And you know, in Hebrew there are two words. there is something. They keli vandeu. I can point at it. So it's like it's dark, but I know it's there. He says, show me the deepest depths behind everything, and I'll tell him, God will show it to you. God took us out of Egypt. There are certain deep lights which only God can give you. Then we come to the other boy, Sheni Gedir Lishl. He's just so glad to be alive. He's so glad to be a Jew. He says, I want everything, but even if I have nothing, I'm just so glad. So he says, Ad Psachle, God will open all the gates for him. Tonight opens all the gates. But then it says, Vishom Delavitsena Velono. There's something which kept us alive. That sometimes we forget who we are. And sadly now there are some people who are against us. But sadly it's clear to me. They're only messengers of God to let me know who we are, who I am, how holy it is to be a Jew. And I'm sure you all get up from the Seder, start dancing like crazy. Friend, I just bless you. Please make the Seder night exciting and beautiful so your children will be with you, sing and dance, and every minute let it be clear to you. Seder night, God is sending the parents. It's in your hands. You're the parents. They're your children. Look at me, God. What is God? But a parent taking care of his children. Friends, sometimes our children are angry at us because we didn't give them enough courage. Sometimes our children are angry at us. Why do you just give me words? Why don't you give me taste? And the Rosh Hashanah says, why didn't you ever tell me how holy I could be? And the Talmud says, yes, I'm so glad that you taught me how perfect life is, how perfect Yiddishkeit is. I want more than perfect. And the Sheni Gedir Lishl says, is Yiddishkeit always asking and begging? Is the Yiddishkeit something so much deeper? Deeper than all this. And Saturday night we are fixing it. And I bless you to sit together with your wives, your husband, and children with so much simcha, with so much joy, and let every second be the deepest redemption.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.